Update, 10 a.m., July 29th. BC Wildfire Service has now mapped the Cantilever Bar wildfire south of Lytton, mapped at 300 hectares, with the growth in well-contained areas. Crews had expected the size to increase as smoke cleared and personnel were able to get an updated perimeter track. Yesterday and overnight, fire growth was predominantly upslope and to the north. As of Tuesday, July 29th, 24 firefighters are on site, along with structure protection personnel, and another crew was en route. Crews are working on guard construction, and structure protection personnel are assessing and setting up sprinklers. Three helicopters are supporting the response with water delivery, gear transport, and reconnaissance. Temperatures in the area are expected to reach the mid to high 30s today, with relative humidity of 12%. Conditions are very dry, with fuels highly susceptible to ignition. Smoky conditions are currently present, but visibility will improve throughout the day as the inversion lifts. Update, 10 p.m. The Thompson-Nicola Regional District and Lytton First Nation have issued evacuation alerts due to the Cantilever Bar wildfire south of Lytton. There are no known structures being threatened at this time. The TNRD issued the evacuation alert at about 9:30 p.m. for the following properties in electoral area: I, Blue Sky Country, 3800 Spencer Road South, 3960 Spencer Road South, 4265 Spencer Road South, 4275 Spencer Road South, 4279 Spencer Road South. Lytton First Nation has issued an evacuation that affects the following reserves: Lytton 26A, Squayanope 26, Lytton 31, Nikki 25, Papayam 27, Papayam 27A, Lytton 27B, Nohomine 23. Chief Niakia Hanna issued the alert just before 10 p.m. Monday. These evacuation alerts were put into place to prepare residents to evacuate their premises or property should it be necessary. Residents will be given as much advance notice as possible before an evacuation order. However, they may receive limited notice due to changing conditions. BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, crews are responding to the Cantilever Bar wildfire approximately 10 kilometers south of Lytton, near the Cisco train bridges at Siska in the Fraser Canyon. The fire, on the west side of the Fraser River, was reported in the late afternoon of Monday, July 28. By 7 p.m. BCWS was reporting that the fire was estimated at 150 hectares. The fire is suspected to be human-caused. As of the evening of July 28, three initial attack crews had responded to the fire, along with two response officers and three helicopters, one of which is equipped with night vision to allow it to continue to work after dark. Crews are building a guard to the south of the fire. The fire is displaying rank 2 behavior, low vigor surface fire with visible open flame, with pockets of rank 3, moderately vigorous surface fire with an organized flame front, moderate rate of spread, and occasional candling. The fire is on the opposite side of the river to Highway 1, which remains open, although smoke from the fire is highly visible in the surrounding area. Ash is falling in and around Lytton, and an initial attack crew is stationed at Lytton ready to be deployed if necessary. After a cooler and wetter than usual July in the southern interior, the temperature is expected to heat up beginning on Tuesday, July 29. On July 28, Environment Canada issued a heat warning for the southern interior, with daytime temperatures near Lytton forecast to reach between 35 and 38 C between Tuesday and Thursday. Temperatures are expected to dip back down to a daytime high of 25 C in Lytton on Friday, August 1, with a possibility of showers.